And in chapter 2, you find the degree of Paul's love and how he expresses his love. And it's not a shallow love and all the descriptions of what a ministry of love causes him. Chapter 3, a ministry is a ministry of the Spirit. Now sometimes you find the word ministry mentioned in chapter 3 and chapter 5. But even when it's not mentioned, you can be assured the first 5 chapters talk about ministry principles that we must hold in our heart before we serve and before we minister. In chapter 3, in verse 8 it says, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? The ministry is not a carnal ministry. It is not just a mere ministry of talent. If the church subsisted just on a ministry of talents and capability, it is no better than just a club. Remember that. A church will be involved in social activities of interest to people, but the church exists because of its spirituality. If the spirituality is removed, then we are no better than a social club. Paul emphasizes that we can do a lot of good things, but when we all meet Jesus Christ, it will be the strength of the Spirit that is imparted. The ministry is a ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, because it's of the Spirit, it does involve natural talents. It does involve all these that we do dedicate to God. But the difference is there Spirit inside? When there's Spirit inside, then it qualifies as a ministry of the church. And there are also some principles on qualifications on what ministry is, or ministry of the Spirit is. In chapter 4, we read here in verse 13, since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke, we also believe and therefore speak. And it says in verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Number 4, the ministry is a ministry of faith. It's not based on things that can be seen. Is based on things that are not seen. And every time the Holy Spirit works and moves, there is always a movement of the Spirit. But you know that the movement has come to an end when the people in the movement start going by what they see in the natural. So if we can't do this, we can't do that, and we don't have the funds to launch this thing, we don't have this, and you know that the movement has come to a complete stop, it has become a monument. They will not move because they have no more faith. Remember what the Bible says about the Israelites in Moses' time. There is only one reason why. There are many sub-reasons, but there is only one main reason why they did not enter the land of Canaan. They had no faith. That's all. The book of Hebrews 4 says they did not have faith. They did not mix the word with faith. Because of unbelief, they could not go in. The ministry of God is always conquering more ground from the enemy. The ministry of God is like Moses and Joshua launching into the land of Canaan in whatever area it is. And as long as there's no faith, there can be no possessing of the land. It is a ministry of faith. And it takes faith. It takes believing what God says, even though the eyes cannot see it. Lastly, chapter 5. Some of you are grinning, saying, we're going to go home tonight early. I thought I heard somebody say that last week. And we didn't get to. I got a feeling that we will tonight. Chapter 5. Some nights I must have mercy and let you go home early. Part of the ministry of love. 3 Sundays in our church on Sunday, I'm sure you know we got 2 services. First service lasted from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Second service from 10 a.m. Normally, it lasted about 3, and then the ministry time takes it for another hour, about 4. Usually about 3 to 4 we end. But for the last 3 Sundays, we have been ending about 5 to 6. And so, there was a longer worship, longer ministry, longer testimony. Last Sunday, you know, the Lord says, let them go early. And everyone was used to going out at 5 to 6. Suddenly, it was very early. So by that time, 3 was very early. And so we let them out at 3 last Sunday, yesterday. Praise the Lord. Incidentally, when we were praying on the 31st of December, and the Lord revealed some things about 1993, and 1992 was a year of salvation and winning new souls and expanding and establishing certain things. 1993 will be a year of the Spirit. There will be some manifestations of the Spirit that will begin to occur in 1993. And I believe when we come to the end of 1993 and we look back, we can look back and say it has been a year of the Spirit. Praise God. Let's go to chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians. the key word is also there. And this time it's in verse 18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Number 5, the ministry of God. It's a ministry of reconciliation. It's a ministry of bringing new things to pass. Reconciliation doesn't mean patching the old cloth with the new cloth. See, why is every chapter important? Because every chapter describes what it actually means. What the ministry of faith means. Look at chapter 4. What the ministry of love means. Look at chapter 2. And so every chapter, there are sub-points inside. But we let you discover them. And in chapter 5, the mystery of reconciliation involves, first of all, new things. See, if the ministry of reconciliation just means reconciling the flesh with the spirit, the old with the new, it will not work. It qualifies that, behold, old things are passed away, all things have become new. Then it talks about the ministry of reconciliation and bringing forth new things. And then talks about we being ambassadors of God, going out to tell them about the good news of Jesus Christ. How all of us can be new creatures in Jesus Christ. Praise God, we are already in the second section. Chapter 6 to chapter 9. From chapter 6 to chapter 9, Paul speaks about his ministry to the Corinthians, but on a personal sense. The first is general principle from 1 to 5, for everybody. Now from chapter 6, his tone changes. Look at the little brackets there in verse 13. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children. Notice he's saying, I'm speaking to you all as children. In other words, he's treating them like a spiritual father. And then in verse 1, he says, chapter 6, verse 1, we then as workers together with him also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Paul speaks about his relationship with those he ministered to. And that's an important aspect, because having the 5 points of ministry, we need to understand that ministry is not based on gift alone, a gift of God. Ministry is based on relationships. Now, both points are emphasized. In chapter 10, right to chapter 13, it emphasized the gift of God on his life, the gift of an apostle. But in chapter 6 to chapter 9, it emphasizes his relationship. No ministry can succeed with just the gift alone. A ministry involves a relationship with the people you minister to. Whether as a spiritual father or as a spiritual mother to the people, there is a relationship. But in verse 1, the relationship, Paul calls it a partnership. You look at it in verse 1. He says that we thus, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. So Paul talks about all those who are together with him in partners, pleading and dealing with the Corinthians, who he called them, they are also a part of him. When Jesus Christ is our example. When Jesus Christ came to minister his 3 years of ministry as a Messiah, he had an intimate relationship with the people he was with. But you find in the body of Christ today, sometimes a minister emphasizes just the gifting without the relationship. And today, because of modern organization and different things that we could do, sometimes a person get away with building their ministry just on the gift. The sad thing is that the person doesn't get away for long. Somewhere along the line, there will always be a fast turnover of the person's converts or the person's leaders or something like that. Because there's no relationship. I mean, none of us would change our children from time to time. We don't do that. We have a relationship. So why don't we do that? Because we have a relationship. A special relationship. In the same way, no church should be changing their leaders from time to time. I mean, by changing, I don't mean each one taking turns to serve. But I mean having an exodus and then having another group coming in. And then after 3 years, and another exodus and a new group come. It's not a family anymore. You don't do that in a family. That is just a mere organization. The church is an organization, but it's also an organism. It has life flowing through. And in an organism, you don't just remove the hand. Blood will be shed. There will be pain and grief. And so we see here principles for the ministry and to establish ministries. There has to be a special relationship built between the pastor and the congregation, between the evangelists and those who are evangelized, the converts, between the prophets and the various pastors that they work together with and the congregations that they minister to, there has to be a special body relationship built. What will happen if somebody did not build the relationship and just try to build on the gifts?